I may be thinking only about one. So.
Let's go through them individually. He married in 1817.
Right.
It may not have been a first marriage, so you have to kind of allow for it not to be a first marriage. But it,
there's no records that have come down through the family.
It's possible he is the Gwynnup one, because marrying in 1817, that would make him 21-ish.
Yeah.
But Gwynnup is too far away.
Okay.
So we eliminate him by distance. St. Columb Major in 1830 is too late. 1762 in St. Columb Minor is a possibility, but it would have to be a second marriage.
Right, he died in 1863, so...
Yeah. St. Mirren in 1699 is too early. That only leaves that one.
Yeah.
So process of elimination says to me that Solomon Butson comes from John Butson and Elizabeth.
Which is the conclusion that we've all reached, but I've never actually seen any of the images of the records. And that's one of the things that I someday hope to get. It may be in that...
We can always get them and send them to you.
But in the 1817 marriage, would it have told...
No. Nothing. It would just have Solomon Butson marrying Jane.
Yeah.
That would be it. There would be no parents, no witnesses, nothing.
All right. And not even the ages?
He's got some information from Phil Ellery.
Oh, well, Phil Ellery is a good researcher.
I
trust his stuff.
The gross stuff?
Is that coming from Phil Ellery?
The specific entry I'm looking at is the... Cleo, 1838.
Oh, yeah, he did a lot of work on the
Cleo. From his roots work.
Yeah. Yeah, I did some work last night, and I realized that there was one other source as far as when they came that I had not tapped. Right. And that was... Well, let me get my computer up here. It'll be easier to show you than it will tell you. Oh, you've got an extension cord.
Hey, man.
Yeah, we just went ahead and got one.
Now, this is for you guys.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
But yeah, at the back there are grosses that came over in that bunch. All right.
He's having children with John Butts.
Joan and Jane, she shows up both ways, and Keem with K-E-M-E and K-E-A-M-E, you know, all the variants. Okay, where can I plug in?
Back there. Will it reach? There's a short extension cord.
Now this thing will reach. It's just a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come over here. There's...
What did we ever do before computers?
Bits of paper.
Yes, I have tons of those in boxes in my garage that I hurt my back going through. And I still haven't found what I'm missing. Now, I actually have three different databases.
Get rid of this paper.
All right. In fact, if there's a book or something, because this thing tends to overheat, that's why.
There's a tray.
Uh,
that they had.
They had a bunch of kids.
John, Solomon, and William.
Yeah, they're all bigger. No, that's good. In fact, you don't want it too big, because otherwise it'll block up the heat vents, the cooling vents. Because the what I know came down to me in 1977. I went up to Canada for the first time and found family and all the cousins, and they gave me copies of the family Bible entries. And so I have the births and the christenings as well. I've never actually seen the original copy of that, even, much less the copies of the actual records in the coroner's registers. It's been 28 years since I've been to Cornwall, so it's probably changed a bit.
No, not a lot.
When she mentioned Muzzle, I immediately had this vision of this narrow street, which I'm already thinking is hard enough to navigate, and coming around the corner is a bus. That's Muzzle. And I'm thinking, how in the world are we going to get past each other on this street? I did look at the 1841 census on Ancestry last night, too, after we talked.
We're not there.
No. And based on, you know, what I found, but let me just bring this up.
Yeah, you just carry on. It's a new laptop, and we thought it was all set up, ready to go, and I can't get any wireless at all. I'm really annoyed because I need to get on some sites.
Yeah, I love Google Earth. I use that all the time.
See, it says, I don't think it's enabled.
See, I'm finding four different networks.
Yeah. So I don't know, we've got to get it looked at or something.
No, I'm using Legacy.
So it didn't detect any wireless network hardware. See, back home we almost always use a dongle, which means that it is set up, but I'm wondering if the dongle is stopping it. If we didn't bring it, because we'd have to pay routing costs.
Internet connectivity. I'm pretty good with computers, but internet connectivity.
We're the same.
Is the weak spot.
You're gonna have to take it to it.
until I'm connected. Let's see if it really showed that.
Did they say they were wireless here, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm detecting four different networks right now. Three of which are security enabled and not very good signal. So I've connected to the unsecured one. Let's see if it's the hotel.
That's the one.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, FM Wi-Fi.
Yeah, see, mine wouldn't even do that.
All right, existing users.
We need to find it.
Yeah. That's frustrating. That's one of the reasons.
Well, I needed Wi-Fi to use Ancestry and use.
Yeah.
If we were helping people, you need a combination of all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, because you're not going to have everything. In fact, that's what I found last night. Some of the stuff was in Family Search Pilot.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff was in Ancestry. All right, welcome to Grass Valley, California. I'm in. Now, as I said, I have three databases. Two of them are in legacy. One of them I call the documented database, and I've very slowly and meticulously been going through there, digging these documents out of the boxes, scanning them, and milking every last drop of information into the database and putting it on the computer. And that has its limits. The second one is what I call my undocumented one, which is where I throw in everything that I really know plus stuff that people send me. So some of it's true, some of it's dubious. But then the third one is one that I just started a couple, 3 weeks ago, which is on Ancestry. And that's the one where I've really been throwing in all the latest stuff that I've been getting off Ancestry. And that's what I wanted to show you. All right, here's Humphrey Keeman, St. Blasey, for example, 1841. I think that's her father. But
what was she called?
Jane King. But she also is called Joan.
Yeah.
Most of the time, Jane. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh, they're all.
Yeah.
That's Joan. No,
all right, Humphrey and Mary, and in 1841 they're showing James and Anne and John.
I know the Robert King went.
He may be the one that married into the Dingles.
He's still alive and kicking in 1850.
Well, Yeah, this actually, let me go back to that. This is the earliest pictures. He's Scots-Irish, but of course he came from Cornwall, or he was born in Canada, where father is one of Solomon King and Joan, or Solomon Butson and Joan King's children. But this is the earliest photo I have of anybody on this line. About 18. What picture is it? Henry Butson.
Died in Detroit?
Yeah, yeah. He was born in Cornwall, lived a lot of his, most of his life in Canada, and then came to Detroit.
That's exactly what Michael's family did.
Huh.
And then Mike.
He's green.
Right. His family went from Cornwall to Canada and then to Detroit.
But his daughter actually came to Chicago. His daughter came to Chicago in 1881. Another daughter went to North Dakota and died there in 1899. And but the rest, then two of the daughters stayed up in Canada. And then his second wife and his second family all came down to Detroit, Chicago. Huh?
They still went with the.
Came
from
the same village
in Cornwall. Yeah, but they're not from Whitby to Pickering up Lake Ontario first.
Yeah, well, all the miners are Pickering. Which concession?
We've got a problem with us English.
Mine were on the north half.
They were in that area, but they moved after the Fenian raids in 1866.
Yeah, you got the rubber.
I am a direct product of the Fenian raids. Let me show you this. Here's Emma Butson and John Butson. They married May 24th, 1876. He immediately went on 2 months' duty on the Fenian raid militia. Their son was conceived immediately after he got back. Which is perfect because I was conceived right after my father got back from World War II, so it runs in the family. But the Fenian raid.
My fifth great grandfather was in the first one.
In 1866.
Yeah.
And
there they moved to. From Bruce County.
We need to go to the computer.
Yeah. You've been on the road that long.
Well, we were in Florida for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And we came over here.
It's a lot different. You got a lot of rain over there. Mm. My brother lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. We just had a family reunion up in Wisconsin 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He went back to the rain, and I came out here. All right, here's Whitby. Yeah, mine moved north. They got married. Actually, that couple I just showed you got married in, it was either Reach or Uxbridge. Reach. So, somewhere about there.
Mine are further north, but behind me. Could be a person who done it.
Okay, this is still Ontario County up here.
A lot of them
went to Orange.
Little Britain.
Well, just Skugog, but yeah. Oh, Little Britain.
That was Mike and I met and we got married in Michigan because I kind of helped him with his family tree. Uh-huh. Because I've always been to do with Cornwall Family History Society.
Uh-huh.
And I helped him, and then we got together. And, I mean, this is 10 years ago. And we had an RV in the States, and we just travelled around.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Little Britain. And I walked into the cemetery in Little Britain, and I had to walk out of that.
The only cemetery she's walked out of.
But you were over well?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. They were the first generation of Cornish that had gone there. And to me, they were so far away from home. And there were these women that were dying at 33 with a child. And they didn't have their mother, and they didn't have their aunt, and they didn't...
If you go to...
They were virtually all Luxillian names as well.
They were all Luxillian.
It wasn't
the whole
a mixture
village.
Of Cornish names. It was virtually Luxillian. Yeah.
They were all Luxillian, St. Stephen's, and, you know, Carradine.
And what years were they in?
Oh, 1840s, 50s.
Oh, that far back.
Yeah,
okay.
they were dying 60s, 70s. You know, but it was that first generation was still Cornish.
Yeah.
Second, third generation are American.
Yeah.
But that very first generation, I could see these women that had come from villages that I knew so well and were just dying there, away from their grandmother and away from their...
They
were just dying there,
yeah,
with small children, and it was all names. I mean, as soon as you say to me a name in Cornwall, I know where it's from. I know where you are from. I know your roots.
Uh-huh.
I know... the interlocking families. I know who married into your family. I know who else is from your family. I know where the family went. Just local knowledge. And as soon as you said behind us, you said, "Oh, my family were farming. They weren't mining. They were farming, and they went to Canada." I knew where you'd come from.
Yeah.
Which is why I said to him, "Turn around and ask him what his family is," because I knew that you were from that particular mid Cornwall area, because they all went as farmers. But huge amounts of the villages went.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I mean, you can see it in that thing that, you know, where it's talking about 600 people on four ships, and they all came from pretty much the same place.
Area. But the vicar was paid.
Huh.
He was paid so much ahead.
By
who? The Canadians.
Huh.
They needed people over there.
Huh.
And if you say to any Cornish person, and that holds true today, if you say to anybody from Cornwall, "There's something over there," they're gone. It's the nature of being Cornish.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing to do... I mean, I sat there yesterday and bit my tongue hard when they had that concert, and they said that these poor people had to come over here.
They wanted to come.
Well, this is a myth that's built up over the years, that everybody was starving and, you know,
yeah,
we all
like
had
the
to
Irish
go.
Potato famine or something.
It's nonsense. Yeah. The Cornish... You know, Cornwall is surrounded by the ocean. For generations, they have seen ships coming and going, bringing in exotic fruits, exotic animals, exotic clothing.
Wandering on the...
And just coming in and coming and going, and no peril, really. Just sort of,
yeah,
you know, somebody would disappear off for several years and come back again, and they would bring back with them animals and fruits and flowers and things from other parts of the country. Of course they wanted to go.
Yeah.
And when they were offered land,
yeah,
in Canada, and they were all going with neighbours and, you know, they
family
didn't go. Yeah,
places.
They had to pay to go. They didn't go for nothing.
Uh-huh.
They had to pay, and they also were given a list of what provisions they needed to take. These people were not poverty stricken. You can't take starving people, 600 starving people, and ship them on a boat and expect them to be living the other end.
Yeah.
They were not starving.
But even the miners weren't starving.
Yeah, I mean, they
if you trace some farming or some mining families, you'll find that there were miners in Cornwall, and they came over here or Canada or anywhere, and they were mine captains.
I've been reading a lot of books about the Death Valley mining, and that's what they're saying. The Cornish were the ones who told people how to do it.
If your family are miners, and you get a job as a mine captain, and your life depends on the people that are working for you, who are you going to ask to come over and help you run this mine?
The ones you trust.
The ones you trust, which are families and the ones from your parish.
Your cousin Jacks.
So, you know, they weren't start. I got a good job over here. Come on over.
Come on over.
They're opening minds, and you know, you prove yourself here, and
back.
I can put a word for you.
And a lot went back.
A lot went back.
A lot.
Well, transfers back and forth. Let
me get back to what I learned last night, which had to do with the 1841 census. All right, Solomon and Jane had actually 10 kids. I've got one kid on here duplicated, Jane.
Yeah, they had three in Cornwall and then...
Well, no, they were all born in Cornwall.
Where at?
St. Blaise.
And how many of them went?
All of them.
Oh, yeah. Solomon and Jane. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 baptisms.
All right. So, yeah, Henry's my ancestor. James is the youngest. Nicholas Keene is the only one that survived. He was the one I used last night. He's the one who lived into his 90s. William. And
did they all go with the parents?
Yeah. Yeah. Thomas is buried in Oshawa. It's not, as I understand it, there are two pioneer cairns in Oshawa. When I say he's buried in the pioneer cairn, I'm thinking there's a park like lot downtown that has, that's the cairn that he's in. He died in 1846 and is buried there. The earliest record I have, concurrent record of any of them, is this. In Toronto, she married, the oldest daughter married, 1841 in July. That's why I'm not real sure. I mean, obviously they were here by the time the people from that write-up got off the boat. You know, did she meet him on the boat and they got married and as soon as they got on land, or were they here?
Well, if he's a Hamley, they probably knew one another before they went. Hamley is... You don't know where he is from?
I haven't tracked him down yet. I haven't tried that yet.
He needs to be 1817?
Yeah.
Only there in Bodmin. You've got an actual date there.
That's his
24th of August. Yeah. Well, he's the son of Joseph and Jennifer. And he's baptized in Bodmin, which is where we go.
Huh.
Bodmin Circuit, Wesley Road. So it could be, it could have been not actually in Bodmin, it's Bodmin Circuit. So it's the Methodist Circuit, and it's Wesley Road. I'll tell you who she is. It's Joseph Hamley, Jennifer. Hamley's one of those names that would change spellings.
Yeah, I mean, even in Canada, they've got a bunch of different spellings of it. Jenny.
Yeah, well, he's baptized when? He was baptized 1817.
Yeah. Is that their marriage?
No. Yes. That's not looking particularly. We think we've got every marriage in Cornwall. So she's going to be one or other of these. Let's see when the earliest kid is.
Yeah, because if we could find out when he came, that might help too.
That's going to make it Jennifer Collins. When was he?
Pardon?
When was he born?
1817.
17.
Yeah.
They're having kids in the St. Austell district as well.
Ah, so they moved. So they would have been there
in 1820, 22, 27, 25. That's them. So she is Jennifer Collins. So why isn't it coming up as... I wouldn't put it in just yet. There he is. Jenny Collins. But they married in Morville, which is actually in Loo. So we're moving around a bit. This
yeah.
So he may have been a Methodist preacher.
Huh.
She's Jennifer Collins.
And when did they marry?
17 December 1811. In Morville. Except, yeah. 17 December 1811 in Morville, which is Loo area. No, not Canada.
Oops, I'm stuck. Used to putting in Canada.
Don't do that.
What should I put?
UK.
Yeah.
We are not England.
No.
You didn't hear that in the songs here last night? Cornwall was never ever considered England.
Oh, okay.
By anybody except England.
All right.
We're Cornwall, UK. Or Britain.
I have always wondered about, like, the Scots, for example. Too.
You would never say Scottish England.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say
Well, but they
Scotland,
show
either.
That way in the Canadian census
yeah,
records.
I know,
one time they say Scotland.
Yeah, North England. They used to call it North Britain.
Yeah.
Scotland was never Scotland. It was always Northern Britain.
Cornwall was West Britain.
Cornwall was West England, yeah.
West England. Huh.
But with Cornwall, it was in Cornwall we consider ourselves separate. You wouldn't say Wales, England, or Scotland,
yeah.
England, so you don't say Cornwall, England. You go Cornwall, UK.
Okay.
When I first knew Mike,
He had a learning curve.
Yeah, well, he had a family tree maker. And he sent me something once on a jib call.
Oh, I sent you an entire product.
Yeah, on a jib call. And I said, I'm not speaking to you again until you change every single one to Cornwall, UK.
And it's before Family Tree Maker had spun your
thing. Well, yeah, 10,000 entries.
Physically
this was a commitment.
I made him do that.
The Cornish are Celts, just like the Scots and the Welsh and
the Normans.
I would know.
Celts.
Not Normans.
They're not
Anglos, they're not Saxons, they're not Normans.
I thought the Celts included part of northern Portugal and...
Well, yeah, and Brittany and...
Yeah, Breton. Yeah,
Bretons.
That's what I was
Yeah, the Bretons.
Yeah, not the Normans.
Yes. Yeah, which is, that's fine. We don't mind being that bit of friends.
Yeah.
But the Celts are a very independent, separate nation. And if you're Celtic, then you're not English. The English are Mongols. They're Anglo-Saxon, mixed up. You name it, they've got it.
Yeah.
Because all the invasions to England came from the east.
Yeah.
And they never got down to Cornwall.
Or Wales. Or
they just didn't get there.
That's right. My daughter was in Wales last year at the Chevron refinery. She works for Chevron here. So they flew her over there. But
it's... I mean, we were trading with the Romans. The Cornish were trading tin with the Romans. We were never invaded. We were trading with them. We were merchants. Changing goods.
Yeah, because they were kind of over to the east.
Yeah. But when the Romans invaded England, they'd never bothered to invade Cornwall because we were already trading with them.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything they wanted.
Yeah. They were getting what they wanted.
Yeah. So we traded. Oh, but she killed Jennifer Collins. So you've got other children? Do you want these other children of the Hanleys?
Yeah.
We have a Mary.
And these are all in St. Austell.
Yeah, St. Austell Wesley. 22 February 1829.
Is that a christening date?
Yeah. They have a Moses.
Now there I... Well, no, that's not St. Austell's. I'm surprised I don't have my way. Well, I don't want.
There you go.
But now I've got you.
You need to find all your England and replace them with UK.
All right, and but she was Wesleyan?
Yeah, these are all St. Austell Wesleyan.
All right.
Which is the same as Yorie was Bodmin Wesleyan. And Moses was 2 July 1820.
Joseph and Jennifer must have been older than Solomon and Jane, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, or Charlotte. February 1827. Samuel. February 1825. They went somewhere else. Kids, but I wouldn't have thought so because they're all in a bunch here.
What does it show for Solomon and Jane's the dates? I want to make sure that what I received is what the dates are that are shown in the records.
Solomon married Jane Keane, 15 March 1817 in St. Blasey.
And then Mary?
That would be St. Blasey Parish Church.
Yeah, my hands swelled up from the nettles when I was trying to go through the cemetery and actually see something so overgrown.
I don't think that there was any Butson headstones there.
I never found out because I gave
There are
up.
No Butson headstones in St. Blasey. The only place we've got a couple in Australia.
Hmm.
There's a James Butson, 1880, married a Joanna. That's in Bendigo in Australia.
Yeah, I ran a Butson family newsletter for 10 issues back in the 1970s.
They're in and around.
Probably got those in there.
They're in and around the foyer area.
So they're
being found, but early they're kind of.
St. Agnes. Yeah, Wheel Butson is up north by St. Agnes. I've been to Wheel Butson. The chimney, they told me that it's on somebody's farm now. And the people that own the farm, when I visited there, they said that the chimney had been taken down during World War II to build a...
The only burial we got is a John...
airstrip in Devon.
We got a John Butson born about 1819.
Son of Solomon and Jane?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
In St. Blasey. Born about 1890.
Yeah.
I need someone to help me right now. Preferably someone who speaks English with an eye.
got him dying.
1886 in Clinton, British?
No, 1821, age 2.
Huh. Son of William and Elizabeth?
Doesn't say. Just says that he was from St. Blasey. He died at 2 years old. Buried at 2 years old.
I wonder
what his...
And he's from Biscovay, and Solomon was... No, Henry is Biscovay, isn't he?
Hmm? I don't recognize that, but...
The king was wearing Biscovay.
Oh.
Which king was it, Henry? No, Humphrey.
So there was a John Butson lived for 2 years in St. Blasey, but... This is interesting, though, that this John Butson, so there was another...
There is another John Butson, 1819.
Right, yeah, but the fact that...
But you've got the Brennan family. This is St. Blasey.
Yeah, what happened? Why did it...
That one's about 1819.
Yeah,
Where is he from?
I clicked on the wrong one. That's the one. Now, that's interesting. It's another Brennan family. But, well, Brennan and Ken Wynn.
Yeah, we've got an 18. Let me see who that
Let's see
is.
Where his kids came from. Why do I have. Oh, it just says Cornwall. It doesn't say St. Blasey.
We've got
some
reading about 1892. We've got an 1820. Because they may not have had that child baptized.
They
don't have a baptism.
Wait, here's another. Here. What's this? 1818, 1820. Solomon Butson. There it is. Solomon and James.
It's one of theirs, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have a burial date for the child.
Okay, let's see what I've got for him. So
I've got him being buried on the 27th of December, 1821.
Okay, and what, do you have a birthday for him?
No, it just says he was two, so he's going to be about 1819. But I don't have a baptism for an 1819 child today.
They did not, on the family thing that came down to me,
there's no baptism.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have anything for it. I don't know where I picked it.
If you want to put the source as Cornwall Family History Society, then you know where you got the information. The source from Cornwall Family History Society.
So he would have been born about
1819.
They thought he was two. And he must have died in 18, probably December of 18.
Yeah. Probably Christmas Day or something.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Okay, and that's in St. Blasey.
Yeah. It says he was living in Biscovay, which is just one of the little hamlets just outside. But the kings were living in Biscovay.
Yeah, that's a term, that's a place I've never found or never heard of. No. How do you spell that? I'm going to put that in the
B-I-S-C-O-V-E-Y.
B-I-S-C-O-V-E-Y. Living in Biscovay.
No. It's not Biscovay Bay, it's Biscovay
E-Y. See, in 1841,
oh, okay.
Humphrey Keem and his wife Mary are living at Biscovay Downs.
Oh my.
1841 census, so it is that same.
And that's actually considered part of St. Blasey Parish.
Yes, yeah. I think it's more par now, but they made a new parish area.
How did you know which kennel they were in the citizen?
how'd I kill anybody if I got them stolen?
1 in 35 million. Huh. I hope these two lawyers get figure a way around that. Well, they live in the same place. They
were they must have been.
Yeah.
It must have been.
What was the other one? The Hamleys. I wonder where they were.
Oh, yeah. We were looking to try and find out. It'd be interesting to find out when they came.
We had a pretty white famous little bunch of them.
Who else was involved for him?
Nobody.
Are you a member of Revolution Area Warriors, also known
as the ones that would have, the family that would have come if they came together would have been this one.
Moses born. When was Moses born?
Okay. But he's been traveling 25 for life. All counts to be served in current. Before we begin, let's make sure that everyone is familiar with the rules of my footprint. I have zero tolerance policy for shenanigans.
Not buried either. So yes, they're gone. Well, Charlotte may have been married.
Yes, sure. I understand you want to change the plea you made in arraignment.
Yeah, I want to plead guilty.
Please stand. You may now out. Describe your crime. I shot Richard Jensen and Wood.
Neither, I was, I'd forgotten it.
That thing will record 8 hours of high quality sound. Great buy. In your price, it'll probably be about 50 pounds. Well, actually, the pound is less than two.
It is now, yeah.
And it's 160 or so.
Which is much better for us, because Mike is retired military, so he gets we get our pension in dollars. So.
Yeah.
Much better for us. So where else have you got? You got Brick Wall Gross?
Oh, yeah.
Who's he then?
Brick Wall Cornish Gross. And the dark ones here are my direct lines. So this is my 14th
so
great-grandfather.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
A cup of water.
Michael, you need a cup of water or something? You're probably as far back as you're going to get.
That's
have you looked at wills?
No.
You've got the internet still there? Pull up the Google site or something like that. Go to Cornwall Record Office. Put in Butson. That'll be more fun.
There's fewer.
So here we have
Oh, Will Butson shows up a few times.
Examination of William Butson. Have a look at that end. Click on the four.
1840.
resident in Kenrin. That's a Crown Talk one. Nicholas Butson, shipbuilder, Lantagnus by four. He's close.
Yeah.
What is that mean? That's just his will. He died in 1842. Have you got any 1846? You got any Nicholas Butson? Who's he then? This is why I needed the internet.
Alright, oh boy, I've got a bunch of Nicholas Butsons. And what was that? 1846.
He died in 1846 here. He is most likely to be the Mavigusi. No, the Poroon one. Have we got. When is the Poroon one? The Bedenic one? Oh no, he's later. Probably this is him. When's that one? 1850. That's the area
we're
talking.
There's the dead days.
Yeah.
1846. No, I don't have one that died in 1846,
no.
But of course the births. These are all new pieces.
You've got an extra Nicholas that we don't know about.
Yeah.
He's probably the father of Poroon, whoever his father is. No, don't worry. It's probably him. Probably him.
Oh, yeah, 1844. Well, I've got a specific date for that.
Yeah, but his will may not have been approved till 1846.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's probably his will. Going by the area that he's living
in. Now, that's interesting. St. Stephen, though. He's born in St. Stephen.
Yeah, so he's the same family.
Yeah.
But he left a will.
But he's a cousin.
Pull up the site again, wherever we go. Yeah, he left a will.
And
he's a shipbuilder.
Is there a way to see it?
No. You have to send for it. Or get somebody to get it for you and send it to you.
And does that cost money?
Yeah, but not a huge amount. You're talking for a couple of pounds. Not major money. If you go back, see where else we've got. And we've got some Kenrin, some Bagnus. We have Laren Wesleyan Chapel. The Brian Ackerman.
There's a lawsuit or something.
Which is where?
Baron's Avenue.
He can't be. Get some information. Plaintiffs, Thomas Butson, miners, defendant, miner, and adventurer. They stole some. All these documents have got the name Butson in them somewhere.
Yeah. Wow.
There's nothing actually in the end. Sticking Keen. Let's go back. Let's go search.
All about
the
Keenan. Skin tans and your group were all.
Fascinating to me.
Shouldn't be friends, says you were there when that came in the gut.
Souls can be found, they weren't friends.
There you go, Lisa Prado.
Yeah.
Lazy. Robert Keen Jr., 1742, Will. Rapsilian. Lazy.
This is a prisoner.
Now let me get back over here, because I haven't really looked lately at the Keen's books. Let me get back to mine.
You still reading over there?
Sorry?
You still reading?
No.
Oh.
Actually, let me follow Mike Gross's down and see. What are your grosses? Because
if we could open his, what if we took?
I don't know, because I can't.
What if we took it from here and put it over there? It's a legacy. What would happen to it then? See, he's got a later.
You can't, because you can't convert it to, unless legacy will open family tree maker file.
We'll open a JED file.
But how are you going to convert it to JED? You can't open it. JED.
We got problems. We thought we'd done the right thing. We've got Family Tree Maker 2005 in here. Mike transferred his files to bring with us.
Uh-huh.
But he's on 2009.
Oh, so it's not...
And we can't open it.
Not reverse compatible. Let me see what this will say on import. File import from PATH legacy file. No, it doesn't say anything about it. JEDCOM, PATH.
Well, JEDCOM, it should go, but I can't understand why we can't take this as a JEDCOM. Because we go to desktop. Because we've got the Luxillian file and we've got Mike's file.
Let's try it.
Let me go to. If you go to control panel, go to desktop.
Hicks not that far back too. Solomon's grandmother was an Elizabeth Hicks.
Somewhere? Well, gotta be the same land.
St. Stephen.
Okay.
I just found out my Solomon Butson, his grandmother was a Hicks.
Okay.
From St. Stephen. Let me go back to the pedigree. But that's, I don't have anything on her ancestry.
No, I just drag this across and see what happens to it. And on Mike, your file is in there.
Yeah. That's how we access it.
Let's see if we can do anything with it. Thank you, darling.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, it's on there.
No, if you
don't mind
us.
All right.
But it's in family tree, but whether you can.
Whether
I'll
read it or not, I don't know. We'll find out.
All the people you want to find.
Killing them all.
66 Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Killing some.
Are you from Santa Monica? Or?
No, I'm from Santa Rosa, but I.
Oh,
did
you're
the
further
Mother
north.
Road,
yeah.
The other
all right.
You need more time?
Wait a minute. That's where I should have
well,
been.
We can do this again. Something. You're okay. Here for the week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do this again. What can we do?
Fine, whenever.
This is our chauffeur.
Oh my.
No, we came from Florida, we stayed with Judy for.
Yeah. We're connected for a picnic.
A few days up. And
yeah, tomorrow I'm in the mine, but other than that, I'm not.
Well, we're right.
Yeah.
Once it starts, we'll be in yellow shirts.
Well, you know
where
we
are. But you can find us, you know where to find us anyway. So
you can always call
anytime.
Me over anytime.
Yeah.
Jason,
I'm going to
hang out next door, so knock on the door when you're
okay.
Ready.
Okay. Oreo? M&M?
Well,
M&M.
What was the name
like
of the phone?
These are all world. I'm the historian for the U.S. 7th Armored Division Association in World War II, so these are all World War II records.
Mike is actually Army. Retired Army.
Let me do it this way.
But this database belongs to Como Valley History Society, isn't it? I beg you.
Yeah, he must be a monster.
But it's 5 million.
I'm not finding it.
Go by date?
Yeah.
It said it was there. And then there's a light was flashing. What did you say you were the historian for?
7th Armored Division Association in World War II. Let's try it again. Yeah, just drag it across again.
Why the interest in that?
My father was in that. He died of kidney disease when I was a kid, when I was 7. And I never knew what he did, and I had to find out for myself. So when the 50th anniversary of D-Day came around, PBS had this show, A Fighter Pilot Story. And it's 2.5 hours. It's just outstanding. And this guy comes on at the end with his gray hair, and he says, I did this so my kids...
Says
and their
it's
kids,
already there.
What? Where is there?
On the stick.
And its name is what?
There.
M-M-I. Oh, okay. Why didn't you find it? Do check properties. Huh. Now let's try it again. Yeah, in fact, just before I left last Thursday, I got the notice that our immediate past president had died. He was a remarkable guy. He had been avoiding confronting psychologically his experience in World War II all his life, and then suddenly he decided it was time, and he really, he went over there several times and really immersed himself in it and mastered it. And I'm glad he did that, but now he's gone. All right, here we go. Let's go back to this. Sort by name.
There it is.
Where? All right, here. All right, let me move that to hard drive. Make sure it's there.
It's gone from there. No, it didn't. It's still there.
It's the wrong way.
Christopher Rollins was the adult shooter. He's a member of RIAA.
Anyway, all right. Let's try it in order.
One of the court officers is still touching on your mom. Didn't they?
You find it.
Import from a different program.
by a dead kind of person.
Well, I'll try it, but I don't think it's going to be happy.
Two pile cars purchased about 50 pounds of loaded nitrate, urea, and a bunch of other pieces for a bomb. Zach Drake put them on 90s, 0.6.
What was the target? Since it's an FTW file and not a GED file, I don't think it's going to be happy.
Turn the assessment rate. We've got some information that may be pertinent to your case.
Yeah, it's looking for GED files. So that's not going to work.
No pressure's objective.
Let's try PATH and see what it looks for.
You must get some little pizza.
No, if it's looking for a PATH file, it's not going to...
What is this about?
Oh, well, it was a good try.
If you can downsize it, then... So I can see it on the You never thought about it, we just did it on the stick and
can you restore to a previous
It isn't that, it's it isn't it's restore previous versions.
And it'll reinstall the Oh, no, okay.
See, I tried
the backups. And it won't let you export it either?
I can export it, but it won't send it to...
You can't create a JEDCOM out of it?
No, because...
I tried that.
Family Tree Maker, you have to open it before you create the file.
Oh.
Since you can't open it. What are the other options of
Well, oh yeah, if it's not going to export to PATH either.
I can change, there was something, something I looked at earlier and I was able to get it to a JEDCOM, but I couldn't. Somebody may have something. A lot of the people here don't come to do family history, they come just for the point of event.
Yeah.
So they come without their stuff and then they say, oh, I wish I'd bought my stuff. Some Butsons in this file.
No.
And Butson in 1677. Married an Elizabeth. Because you seem to be doing a one name study on Butsons?
Yeah, well, I was there for a while because I was putting out the newsletter and so then I had to abandon that. And,
these are real early Butsons. I got a Jane in 1828.
Oh, no, that's one I have.
Whoever this is.
Word is.
This isn't our file, this is somebody else's file.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I think that was the one that we were just looking at, now that I think about it.
Yeah, John William Trudgeon Butson. Whoever this is. Married.
Yeah, the Nicholas Butsons. When we're looking at the Nicholases, that's what.
Well, this person's
will.
got him married to Jane Roberts.
Huh. Let's see if there's.
Born 1822, yeah.
1822.
Died 1891. No, died before 1891.
Here's Jane Roberts.
Okay.
That's his second wife.
Yes. Yeah, Elizabeth Moon Chapel.
I mean, meet Jan at noon at Pine Airport because we have about an hour to go do shopping or whatever.
Okay, I'm coming back.
Okay, and I'm going to go pray at the porcelain god and home.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's the best way I've ever heard it referred to.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got Elizabeth Wynne dying in 1851, Elizabeth Wynne Chapel. Between July and September 3rd,
based on census, probably.
No, free BMD. It's a death. Do you use free BMD?
No. I don't know what's free BMD.
Well, this is why I wanted the free BMD. All in one. And you got a gap. Free BMD. Okay. Search. We were looking just now for dad. Go for dad. So dad. Go Butson. Who were we looking at? Was it Elizabeth Butson we were looking at? We'll pick a Butson that died after 1838. Yeah, okay. Elizabeth Wynne.
Oops.
So stick in Elizabeth. And this person is saying they died in 1851, so go from March 1851 to December 1851, because she said they died in 1851. Now, they're separated in districts of counties, and we don't know what district, so we'll go all districts. And we'll scroll down to Cornwall. And then go find. And that will bring you all the Butson deaths. Or the deaths of Elizabeth Butson. Now, you see, they transcribed that and they weren't sure what the middle name was.
Yeah.
And that is her, because she's Elizabeth Wynne Butson.
Yeah.
And she died in the September quarter of 1851. So you could get a death.
That's what the nine is.
Yeah, no, that's what this death is, September quarter of 1851, so she died between July and September.
I see, so you'd have to actually then...
You'd have to get...
to Liscard District.
Yes, Liscard District. But you would have to send for the death certificate using those numbers. This is after registration in 1838.
It's in Liscard District, it's in volume 9 on page 112.
But if you wanted a marriage after 1838, they'll revise for you. Have you got anybody married after 1838?
No, they're all gone by then. They weren't.
Yeah. Well, just take out the Elizabeth. Change that to marriages. And change the. Go 1840 to December 1851. Close up. And then go find. So we're now looking for any Butson marriage between, and these are all the Butson marriages between, you've asked it for between 1840. So if you go to Nicholas John, you go for him. Click on the numbers at the end because this is a marriage. The numbers.
That's true.
Yeah, click on that. There are four people on a page. So he married one of those women.
Elizabeth, yeah.
But now you know what quarter of what when he married.
And that would give their parents' name if you got the.
And any of those will give parents' names.
Now, would these be the witnesses? Or
No, there are two other people that married each other on the same page.
Richard Hicks and Mary Truscott.
Okay, she's one of his. The other couple is one of his, Mary Truscott and Richard Hicks. So it's a useful website, it's free.
Yeah, that's definitely useful. Well, let me put a. Ship this down.
So you arrested my client based solely on their uncorroborated accusations. That and the fact that I've known both women for 5 years, yes.
So you know them well?
Yes.
Intimately? Don't be ridiculous, we're neighbors.
Are you a member of this special
group? I want to just put a bookmark on this part of the workshop this day.
Yes. Now, this unit is referred to the police department.
I don't know what
it's called. That's correct, yes.
It is useful science.
Yeah.
This is why I wanted the internet.
Yeah.
Should we take the laptop outside?
Some place that you can actually use it.
Well, no, some place that somebody knows how to get it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can do it. Because part of what we were going to do here wasn't exactly education, but kind of telling people sites that are useful.
Yeah,
we just did with
you. Yeah, both of those sites that you don't show me were, especially those wills. That looks
yeah. But we'll give you our email before we go.
Okay.
And then if you want anything there, all you need to do is just tell us what you want and we'll get it and email it to you.
Right.
Scan it and email it to you, or both. We'll do that too.
That's good.
Did you record the singing last night?
Yeah, I did. And it was, I mean, I got everything. It was a poem, everything. It's on its way down. I was going to play it for you. It's extremely good quality, even though I was sitting way in the back there.
Excellent.
Yeah.